97.9 105.5 Kiss FM. Big Papa in the morning, ladies and gentlemen. Casey Jordan is on the line. Casey, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am sipping on what I think, I can't even say the actual proper name for this, but a bleep beer for high schoolers.
Okay.
My lemonade. what time is it? Like, from, I'm being really classy right now.
Well, you're a classy broad. It's all good. To follow her on Twitter, it's Miss Casey Jordan, K-A-C-E-Y, Jordan, and follow her on Twitter. Now, Casey, you became a household name because you're the girl that partied with Charlie Sheen that sent him to rehab.
Yes, I was part of the 36-hour Avenger, which basically pushed him off the edge. I mean, once that was over and the story was leaked, it just went all downhill from him. You know, he lost the show, he lost everything. You know, when I was with him, he was already saying he wanted to retire and he wanted to do the porn house.
You were invited to that, right?
Yeah, I was supposed to be a part of this. I mean, I could have been one of these goddesses that he's been with, but, you know, I'm not going to... I mean, he couldn't pay me enough money to watch someone die slowly. That's just not my style, and I'm just trying to be out there and say my word, and hopefully, you know, he gets help, which I don't know if he's getting right now.
I seriously doubt it. With you know, no one's saying no to him, and if they are, he's just kind of circumventing and getting rid of them because he wants what he wants, and he's kind of like tunnel vision. That's just me, you know, reading it from afar. Obviously, you could read him a lot better than I, but that's just kind of how he's coming off right now.
Yeah, he's just, you know, he's surrounded by a lot of enablers, and, you know, and when it comes to money, he has a lot of it, and he has his girls around him. His assistant, Rick, is probably one of the worst. You know, he's paying them all, you know, for their silence and to do whatever he wants, because he's made it clear that he wants to live his life, and he has all rights to do what he wants, which, you know, everyone's entitled to do that, but when you're, you know, in the limelight and you're an actor, you know, if you can't really do that when you have your kids and everything like that. You know, he just wants to be a good father, yet, you know, he's sitting there smoking, you know, pure cocaine, you know, in a pipe and drinking, you know, belligerently, and he's not shaping up. He's just getting worse, and he's mentally breaking down before us. I mean, all these interviews just prove everything that I had said right in the beginning, you know. His little teeth. No one wanted to believe me.
Right.
All the pictures came out. You know, all the video came out. You know, so, you know, everything's, you know, has been revealed. And I think I know right now, as far as I know, he's regretting a lot of the interviews that he's done because I think he was a little strung out.
But again, no one said, no, you're not doing that because he's paying everyone around him and they don't want to stop the gravy train. So that's that.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're talking to Casey Jordan. Add her on Twitter. At Ms. Casey Jordan, take me. How exactly did you end up with Charlie? How did that introduction go? How did you end up in his apartment or in his house that night?
Well, originally a year and a half ago, he had called me through a mutual friend, and he was stoked that this guy knew who I was, and he was like, "Oh my God, I know Casey." And he was dealing with the Brooke Mueller divorce and the trial, and, you know, he called me and he was like, "Listen, I'm going to see you in a couple days." A couple days later, he enters into rehab. I'm like, "Okay, that's it." Well, recently, on, like, January 25th, 24th, I get a Twitter message from a girl saying, you know, "Charlie's requesting for me. He wants to see me." I'm like, "Okay, so maybe this guy really, you know, he really wants to see me." And when I show up, you know, he claims to be a huge, huge fan, and he's nice and affectionate and everything. And, you know, when I first, you know, got in, he was being really nice, but I couldn't help but to notice the gold teeth and the paleness. And,
yeah,
and he basically looked like the Crypt Keeper to me. I mean, he looks horrible.
Yeah, definitely not the guy that you see on TV. Definitely almost like a shell of the guy you see on TV, right?
Yeah, it was just, you know, because when you go over and you're about to meet someone for the first time, you have, like, an image, an idea in your mind. And when you walk in the door, it was just, like, a total, like, what, you know?
Yeah. What is Charlie Sheen's house like? What's that scene like when you walk into that thing?
It's not like some crazy, like, party, like, streamers going off everywhere. It's, his house is, like, almost undecorated. I don't know, you can kind of see in his interview, it's just, like, all white carpeting. And going up the staircase, there's, like, spilt drink stains everywhere. He does have a movie theater. It's nice. But it's definitely, you can tell it's a party house. Like, you couldn't even tell if kids even live there. You know, it's a nice house, like, from the outside, and, you know, it's the Mulholland Estates and a great view. But in the inside, it just looks like, you know, just kind of trash. There's, like, cigarette ashes everywhere, you know, because he's a chain smoker. Obviously, he was chain smoking in all his interviews.
Right. You know, it's funny. We're talking to Casey Jordan on Twitter. It's at Ms. Casey Jordan, K-A-C-E-Y Jordan. When they showed, like, the theater and all that stuff like that, the place looks dirty. It looks like you said, it looks like a party house. It almost looks like a frat house kind of a thing.
Yeah, it's like a frat house. Like, they have tried to clean it, but it's, like, permanent damage kind of thing.
Right.
It's, like... It's kind of been neglected. Like it's had many days where it's gotten really bad and yucky, and then maids come in and they do their best to clean it, and it just kind of looks like kind of natty, you know? Like, I don't know. It wasn't, like, it was cleaned, but it's, like, permanently damaged from all the partying and stuff that goes on in his house.
Sure. Now, you had the party. You got $30,000 for the party. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
I had a check for $30,000, which I cashed, and I received all of it, and he verified with the bank. The bank called him, and he told me to go cash it at the bank, you know, and that's exactly what I did.
And did you ever get the Bentley? Would you promise the Bentley?
I was promised a Bentley. I was promised a lot of things. But when he was going in this rant about it, you know, when I left him, well, first off, I didn't even want to leave him because, you know, no one was there. I was the only person left that had stayed with him because everyone wanted to go home and, you know, they were sick and, you know, from all the partying. And, I was definitely the last one there, and I didn't want to leave him.
Yeah, you were afraid for his well being.
Yeah, you know, I kind of felt like I needed to leave for myself.
Sure.
And I needed to get home. I wanted to go to sleep. I wanted, you know, it was this entire night, and just watching him self destruct. I mean, I've seen, it was like almost watching that show, like the A&E Intervention, like times 10. Like, this guy is, you know, I used to admire him for, you know, his open and party, you know, that party boy lifestyle. It's like a rock star lifestyle. But, you know, but it's not really funny anymore, and it's not really attractive because we can all see the state of mind that he's in. And,
absolutely.
And he's completely off the street right
and you,
now.
And you saw it way before everybody else. I know you have to get going. One last question. When's the last time you had contact with him?
Well... The last time I got contact back from him was on Valentine's Day when I wrote him because he called into that LA show, something Patrick, I gotta get this name down because that's what the main question everyone keeps asking me. He calls in the show, he's all cracked out, and I go, listen, Charlie, are you okay? Do you want me to spin the story? Do you want me to say that you're okay to work? Is that what's going to get you back on, you know, back to acting, you know, getting clean and sober.
So you were trying to help him. You were trying to help him on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I was trying to help him. I was, during that time, I was pregnant. I was all emotional. And when I heard that, I kind of had, like, this guilt thinking, like, okay, I thought I was trying to help him by letting everybody know that he needs help. But then, like, he seems to be getting worse. So I just texted him out of the blue, and I was like, listen, do you need help? And he said, no, I'm great. You know, sweetie, take care of yourself. Let me know how the details go for the abortion. And then, you know, that was it. You know, he was cool with me at the time. And that was it. And then obviously I got bombarded with paparazzi from TMZ, and I did a phone call to him as a joke or whatever, but he didn't answer. We left him a paparazzi voicemail. But that was about it. That's the last time I really talked to Charlie.
Well, Casey, thank you. I know you got to get going. I really appreciate the time this morning. Casey Jordan, add her on Twitter, at MissCaseyJordan.com. And thank you so much for the time. We're going to break, come back. Casey Jordan, everybody. We'll be right back. Big Papa in the morning on KISS FM.